after the fariḍa, after the fard salah, in other words, is the salah of qiyamul layl, the standing in the night. Last night we made mention of the ayah in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ashrul hurum, the four sacred months, or the four forbidding months, in which we should be extra careful and extra mindful of the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't oppress yourselves therein. And there are two ways in which we can avoid or guard from oppressing ourselves. Or maybe a better word, to shield ourselves from our own oppression. And what oppression are we speaking about? As in the verse, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those that engage in promiscuity or wrong themselves by disobeying Allah. So how do we shield ourselves from that type of dhulm? How do we shield ourselves from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are two things that we can engage in right throughout the year. But there are different junctions in the year that sort of remind us. Muharram is one of them. Ramadan is another. And there are many other. There's a weekly reminder, the Monday and the Thursday fast, the three Ayyamul Bid, which is the 13th, 14th and 15th of every lunar month. And it's these two actions of Siyam and Qiyam. Siyam, fasting. Inshallah, we have the 10th of Muharram coming up. We can either fast the 9th, 10th or 11th, the 9th or the 10th or the 10th or 11th, or even just the 10th. It's preferable to fast the 2 days together to be different to what the Jews do. In fact, it's actually quite interesting that after many years, because our calendars were actually the same, and then the Jews resorted to a mathematical calculation of their calendar, and ours remained sumu li ru'ya wa aftiru li ru'ya. We have remained on the system of sighting the moon. This is more of a mathematical calculation. And I think it will be, or it has now been, the 9th, between the 9th and the 11th, is there what they call Rosh Hashanah, their new year. Quite interestingly, in Arabic, Hebrew, Rosh Hashanah. In Arabic, Ra'sus Sana. Sounds very similar, doesn't it? Ra's, which means the head, and Sana, which means the year. So the head of the year. Rosh Hashanah in Hebrew, Ra'sus Sana in Arabic. So we're having our Muharram, the beginning of Muharram, which was on the 11th, the beginning of their new year, which is on the 9th. It's quite close. So they will be fasting on the 10th, Ashir, which is also for, in Hebrew is 10. They will be fasting on the, I think it's the 18th, but it is a fast of 25 hours, which is different to what we will be fasting. But very interesting that they call it Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. We have it in the tradition that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to Medina and he found the Jews of Medina fasting, and he wanted to know what they were fasting, and they were fasting the day of Ashura, which was out of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is the day Najjallahu Musa wa Bani Israel min Fir'aun wa Junudi, because it is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Bani Israel and Nabi Musa alayhi salam from Fir'aun and his army. But the ibara, the moral that we want to remind, is that inshallah ta'ala Muharram is a month of fasting, especially the day of Ashura. And fasting was so mujunna, as in the hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fasting is a shield. Yastajinnu bihal abdu minan nar, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that the servant uses to shield themselves from the fire. Because fasting, the entire duration of fasting, creates Allah consciousness, taqwa. And taqwa is that wiqaya, that shield with which we shield ourselves from all behavior that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's begin this new year of 1440 by inshallah engaging in a lot of siyam, especially Ashura. Ahtasib ala Allah ayyukafir as-sana allati qabla. He says, expect from Allah, from the mercy of Allah, that a whole previous year of sins will be forgiven by just fasting the day of Ashura. So let us begin Muharram with plenty of fasting, with standing for the night prayer. Also the night prayer also prevents one from self-oppression, prevents one from falling into sin. عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّهُ دَعْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَقْرَبَةٌ بِهِ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ وَمَكْفَرَةٌ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْهَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ وَمَطْرَدَةٌ لِلدَّائِنَ عَنِ الْجَسَدِ. He says, stand up for the night prayer, for indeed it is the habit of the righteous who came before you. And it is that thing, it will bring you closer to your Lord. And it is that thing that will cause your sins to be wiped out. And it is that thing that will prevent you from falling into sin. And it is that thing that will keep your body free from illnesses and diseases. So let us begin 1440 with lot of siyam and lot of qiyam. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to keep that alive in our lives, inshallah, for as long as we possibly can in the future. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, al-wahad al-dayyan. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.